I do have a word for this house today. I do have a word. Praise God. So let me go ahead and dismiss the children. And children in nursery. And open your Bible with us this morning. Let's open it to read our text again. One of the texts we use, Matthew 28:18, and then I want you to get Isaiah 9:6. Matthew Gospel, and then Isaiah. In April 1974, that was my first sermon I ever preached. I still remember. But it's amazing how he put some things in that particular text I didn't see then. I don't know when he slipped them in, but he slipped them in there somewhere between now and then. But notice our text this morning from the book of Matthew. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." And last week, and I want to continue, but the Lord had me to back up, and so I can reiterate some things and go in some things that he wants to bring out before we go further in what we're talking about. And we're talking about there is a name. Amen. And if you'll notice Isaiah 9:6, it says what? "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Verse 7. "And of the increase of his government, and of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end." There shall be what? No end. "Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Amen. There is a name, there is a name, there is a name that is above every name. Last week, I talked to you. We started off by telling you what God did, and try to sum this up and get to where we're going. When God created his man, Adam, he created him and gave him authority over all the earth. If we'll go back all the way back to the book of beginning, it will tell us, and it will tell us God created man in his own image after his likeness, right? And then he said, in the 28th verse, now notice what he said And I'll read this in the 28th verse of that same chapter. He said, and God blessed them and said unto them, what? Be fruitful. Now notice, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Replenish the earth and subdue it. Notice, it says, and he said, and have what? Dominion. We're going to see this in the message today. He told Adam to have, take dominion. That means whatever were in the earth, he was to have dominion over it, rule it. Not God, but he told Adam to do it. If I give you set of keys to my vehicle and tell you to go to New York and pick up this item and bring it to me. I know that's a far distance. But who has dominion over that vehicle all the time? You or me? I gave the keys to you and the money and everything to do it with. You know, to buy the gas, your food, your sleeping, you know, hotel fee. I mean, now who got dominion over that? What did God say to Adam here? I give you dominion. Have dominion over what goes on. But you know what Adam did? He forfeit that. He forfeit that. Am I right? Didn't he forfeit it? And he allowed an alien spirit that had no right to be in this universe to come in. Are you in the house? Stay with me now. And so God has created man. God had created man for his own glory, for his own purpose. Because notice how he created him. He didn't just throw him together, but he had a discussion with the Godhead. And they said, this was the decision. Let us make man in our own image. Is God ruling his throne? Have anybody moved him? Did somebody ever try to? Did he get surprised? And here this man God had created in his own image now is separated from God. Living, trying to live. He wasn't living. He was really existing. Dead, bound to darkness, destruction, pain, suffering, misery, poverty, death, and all these things. But when God originally created him, he made him like himself. Are you in the house today? Is there misery in God? Is there sickness in God? Is there poverty in God? But here's this man he created. And notice what he said here. And God blessed them. That means God put on man what was on him, or who he is. Blessing means to what? Empower to increase, prosper, succeed, and win. Curse means what? To fail, to diminish, to be destroyed, and not succeed. You ever see anybody say that person got a curse on them? Everything they touch just fall apart. You ever seen that?